Shalom, אנחנו לומדים בספר.
Hello, we're learning an article by Rabash concerning love of friends. Article number 2. You can ask questions in our website, Kav.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. In Hebrews page 13, in Rabash book, concerning love of friends.
Yeah, we're going to go over all the social writings of Rabash. Of course, we'll have to repeat it many more times, renew this article or the other or another before the lessons, during the preparation for the lesson, until we can gradually actualize it in practice in the connection between us. Without this foundation, we won't be able to receive the reforming light. And if we can't, then how can we advance? So these articles and the actions they talk about and the practical realization we have to carry out between us accordingly, this is the foundation of the spiritual work. So let's continue.
Concerning love of friends. 1. The need for love of friends. 2. What is the reason I chose specifically these friends, and why have the friends chosen me? 3. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing. But we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends. So they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need, who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, if each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that case, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed. But one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, that this would be a springboard for the love of God. This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessels of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessels of reception, as now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friends assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, so each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since he does not see that the friends are practicing it. Since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love. 4. Should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend, so he would know how he can satisfy them, or is it enough to practice love of friends in general?
You want to discuss it? You want to ask? You want to read it again? Come on. Read it again. Okay.
Concerning love of friends.
Prepare questions. Or topics for discussion that you think we should discuss when you hear the article.
Rabash, article number 2, concerning love of friends. 1. The need for love of friends. 2. What is the reason I chose specifically these friends? And why have the friends chosen me? 3. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society? Or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing, but we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they, too, would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, if each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed. But one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal, since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God. This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give to one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessels of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessels of reception, as now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friend assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, so each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since he does not see that the friends are practicing it, since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love. 4. Should everyone know his friend's needs, specifically for each friend, so he would know how he can satisfy them? Or is it enough to practice love of friends in general?
What do we do? Questions or a workshop or what?
Ken.
The article says that the goal of the group is to get to a state of self-hatred. How does someone work in that state of self-hatred?
We're built of the ego, the will to receive, which seemingly cares only for its own benefit. It cares for its own benefit. This force that exists in us and cares only for its own benefit is not us. It's a foreign force that exists in the body. But we identify with it. That's how we were born. That's how we developed. Consequently, we can't even imagine to ourselves that our egoistic desire is not mine. I can rise above it. I can disconnect from it. I can feel it as foreign, seemingly as outside of me. This is, as we call it, the rule of Pharaoh over a person. If we discover that he is outside of me, if I discover that it is outside of me, that's how I come to discover the Pharaoh. And then, how can I do it? If I engage in love of friends with the group, and through the group, I try to draw the reforming light, this light that shines on me disconnects me from my will to receive, in order to receive, and then I feel that this force is foreign, is not mine. It doesn't belong to me. Rather, it was controlling me to such extent that I would identify with it. I thought that he is me. And little by little, I begin to feel that it is not me. It's so clever, so cunning, that it enters me and it controls my every desire and every thought, meaning the heart and the brain. It was ruling over everything. And now I gradually see that, no, I can get rid of it. I can reject it. I can be outside of it. And then I will be neutral. I don't want to be underneath it. I begin to feel that it dictates to me what to think, what to want. And I don't want it to be like this. I want a different force to control me. A force of bestowal. The force of the Creator. And they're opposite to one another. How will I do it? I see that this egoistic will to receive is burying me. I see, according to the world, where is it taking us? Even the world is starting to discover where is it being pulled by this nature. So I now have to bring the light, the reforming light, the force of Torah. So this force will let me disengage from my will to receive, that I would begin to feel that this will to receive is bad, and show me how I can come out of it completely. So I have 7 years of satiation where I enjoyed the will to receive. I was enjoying my development in a capitalistic way, egoistically, in a society with all the good it has to offer. And now I come to a state where, no, we feel it in the world as well. This will to receive, when it's all said and done, is not bringing us to the good state. No. Its control is revealed ultimately as an evil rule. So what do I do? Here we have to perform a serious calculation. What to do? So people who have a point in the heart, who receive a certain direction in their development, whereby they want to discover the upper force, the Creator, the upper world, the essence of life, the purpose of life, these people have a trajectory, a direction. And they are going to realize that they are brought to a group, the place where they can correctly actualize themselves. The rest of humanity is clueless, but for the time being it suffers. For the time being it comes also to recognize the evil, that if it continues in this way, it's headed towards annihilation. And these people who are in a group, this is what we say, that the Creator shows a person there's a special place here. He brings a person to the good fortune and says, take it. And a person has to use it, meaning through the group, to awaken the reforming light, because only in that it can begin to disengage from the will to receive, in order to receive. That is burying him, to really feel it as a foreign force, as foreign rule, that it's Pharaoh who's controlling him, and start hating it, although it grows up it matures in Pharaoh's place, but then later it begins to try to escape it, just as they tell us about all those things. So this work we need to do, we can do in a 10. And we must use each of his friend, give an example to one another, support one another, perform these acts of bestowal between us as much as we can. And this work, as he writes, this work has to be specifically out in the open and not in concealment. As much as I help others, how much I support and I'm drawn to the goal, this is showing it, right? And then, in this way, we will give one another an example, awaken one another. And if we connect around that, according to the connection, according to the efforts in connection between us, we will receive the reforming light. And it changes us. This connects us from the egoistic desire and brings us to the good place, the new place, the Creator. Pharaoh versus the Creator. And we are between the two. And eventually, Pharaoh becomes the left line, and the Creator, the reforming light, the right line, and in the middle, we are included of the two. Because we cannot be without the will to receive, without the ego. We are created beings. And that's how we advance, meaning to have the will to receive. This is from our nature. We take it from the Pharaoh. This is the meaning of living with great property. And on it we have a restriction, a screen, all the corrections that we receive from the reforming light. And that's how we come out. So without this actualization in the group, there's no chance to actualize anything on the way. That's it. So everything begins from the shattering of the vessel, the sin of the tree of knowledge, where from this point on, as it's written there, when Adam HaRishon asked what I and a donkey will eat from one trough, that I and a donkey will eat, meaning I will eat and fulfill myself like a donkey, the same way my body enjoys. Where is the man in me, the human? They told them, wait. Meaning, there will be a shattering, corruption, a shattering, a revelation of evil. And then, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. It will be difficult, but specifically by your sweat, meaning the scrutinies that you make when you acquire it with your own strength, your own, it becomes yours. In this way, you acquire the wisdom and the revelation of the Creator, and you'll be a man. What are the questions in the articles that you want to scrutinize? In the article, what are you showing us?
Yes, in the second paragraph, he writes, or we should say it's the opposite, that he must reveal the love in his heart to the friends, because by this disclosure, he awakens the friend's heart, so that they too will feel that each of them is engaging in love of friends. So the question for our workshop is, how can I awaken the heart of the friends and cause them to see that I'm engaging in love of friends? Maybe.
With any possible example. Any possible example. You need to give them, you need to show them. How are you interested in the lesson? How do you want, what do you write? How do you write what you need to do? How do you do it towards the other? How do you ask to awaken? To show them that you have a deficiency, that you are willing to realize it, that you are willing to pay for it. Pay for it in exertion, in attitude, even though it is artificial, but you are showing it that yes, this is artificial, but that's what I'm doing.
It's just that I really think it's a wonderful question for a workshop, for us to scrutinize, if you think that.
Please. How? What actions can we make towards one another, even though we don't want it? Give examples. That's not so simple. What kind of actions we can do towards to one another, both the actions themselves and also in order to show them, to disclose them to the others, where it's clear that we're not interested in those actions, according to our nature. Please.
Kitchen duty? Something like that? No. There are so many things we have to do in society and we're not necessarily, our nature draws us to it. To wash the pots, to clean the tables, to do all these dissemination actions. Specifically because we do it and we make a big fuss about what a privilege it is, you see that you're exerting in your business and love of friends. For me, it's really uplifting, and suddenly I also want to wash the dishes in the kitchen.
Mainly the acts of annulment. When the friends of the ten demand something from me, which is very difficult for my ego, and then I need to subjugate myself and to lower my head and agree with it.
This subjugation gives a lot of strength to all the friends. Specifically in the ten, you can see the process we've been through when we forced each other to come on time. And for a long time already, we are making it. We see friends doing a lot of efforts and it gives me a lot of force. And all these manners of investing in society and in general, giving our spiritual life in the hands of the ten really impresses everyone, gives us place to work.
Yeah, we have friends who give an exaggerated example, as they say, and they give strength. Also friends who overcome. It works on the entire gamut. Those who come and they do a certain action, you can see that they have no strength, but they do it, and that gives you the most greatness.
Any action in the direction of fulfilling the advice of Rabash and Rav, usually they're against the desire, starting with waking up at 2 a.m. Nobody wants it, but we'll make this effort for the friends to set an example. Maybe we get an example from the friends, or maybe we don't want to be ashamed, so we do it. Everything starts with a morning lesson, with a preparation for the morning lesson.
We see that Rabash writes to us, and when he sees that his friend tries to annul his self, we need to show that we try to annul our selfhood, and the best way is to go according to the opinion of the society of the ten. Not how I think how to annul, but to hear the friends. For example, I have a habit to get out and smoke during the morning lesson. I'm asking the friends, is it comfortable for them, convenient, is it suitable for them? And I show them an example by humiliating myself and doing what they want. And we can think of many such examples in order to awaken the heart of the friends in trying to annul oneself.
Yeah. I too feel that the real difficulty is between me and the friends. Whatever is between me and the friends. And the decisions that Ten makes, the requests friends ask me, all the daily tasks, the daily exercises, the body always resists it. It doesn't see the benefit in reason. The other things, to me, I'm pretty much used to it. All the duties, cleaning, and also waking up in the morning. But what always changes, and what is always new, is what the ten requires of you. That's the challenge.
Last night we received the assignments for the tent. I was looking for the tent where we're sitting and see that we are in focus group. And according to my nature and a few other friends, I'm not really liking to come to the focus group. You have to sit and talk, and you prefer to sit behind the column. You know, we can say I'm sick, I have to go out, but you need to discover a new reality and show the friends an example and trying. Rav, questions? Well, Gershon, you're constantly with a hand up, even from before the lesson started.
Not true. You can't hear me. I wanted to ask about the matter of the integration. For me, at least, it's the first time I see that Rabash writes that by disclosing the love outwards, setting an example, he writes it in two places. One in the second paragraph, that the force of love of each one incorporates in his friend. And in the another place, he says that when he sees his friend exerting, it causes them to be integrated in his friend's intention.
Yeah, it's like the intermingling of the sefirot. How can you build a vessel if these qualities will not be integrated and intermingled with the others?
When I see a friend making an effort and I interpreted it to be an annulment to the society, how does it cause me to integrate with the friend's intention?
It doesn't say anything if you see it. If you want to be intermingled with him, if you want to integrate with him, connect with him, if you appreciate him, if you see greatness in him, you want to connect to him.
What is this action called mingling, integrating? What is the result of an integration?
The actions of intermingling, kalelut, can be only in the condition that I see the friend as greater and I want to be included in him, to belong to the same quality or same action. The action of intermingling, merging, can also be when I see myself as greater than the friend and I want to take him as a little one who will also belong to me, and in that I want to help him. Or either I'm included in him or he's included in me. And it goes both ways. Each time we have to do both. This is the mutual intermingling of the qualities. And later it builds a partsuf in us.
What? Ken.
Rav,
in what states is there a need and a possibility to see and to act love of friends? Suppose the students of Rabbi Shimon, when they were hated each other, was there a need for them to act love of friends out?
There's always a need to play in love of friends until we reach the end of correction. And these games, these acts are simply a demonstration of what we want there to be. That's a very serious thing. Like any game, a game is a serious thing. A game expresses, like children play or how we play in the group. It expresses our goal. What do we want to reach? And in anything, really, also in the family. Try to act that which you want to be. And you'll see how you advance, how you're getting close to it. A game is not a game, because you immediately awaken the partner, the creator. Okay?
Thank you.
Shomim? Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Echad.
Ken.
Boker tov.
Good morning. if there shattering hatred has been revealed between friends who are not in a certain ten, if there's some hatred being revealed between friends who are not in the same ten, how do you act?
We are not talking about the connection between tents for the time being, only inside the tent. No, no, that's it. Moscow.
Вопрос. Если у товарища есть какая-то патологическая зависимость, например, он очень любит руководить,
или if the friends have a certain pathological traits, they like to control or to sing before friends or to drink liquors. So should we give the friends what they really want, or maybe we should aid them to cope and to deal with this thing they depend on, they're addicted to?
It's not psychological addiction, it's simply a great and increased will to receive. That's how we need to relate to it. So if a person has a general egoistic desire to receive, it's very good. If we all help him, you could pull us like with a strong engine, we can pull the entire group towards the goal. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, if he has a desire that he can use in the group, in organization, in fixing things, all the more, let him do it. Let him do it. Perhaps each one could find a... We can help each one find a place where he can express himself. But person, there's no person in the group that... that is not ready or prepared for the group, that is totally foreign to the group. If he yearns to the purpose of creation and does not object, even if he resists a little bit, but we have to work on him, but if he doesn't resist the work of the friends on him, then of course he's good. Rather, only in the condition that he's harmful. Maybe he doesn't know he's harmful, but he's truly harmful. Then after a few times, we need to, yes, isolate him. Somehow put him aside. Let him do something until he ripens, until he matures in this way. Okay? Nevertheless, if he yearns for the goal, he has a place among us. And then we have, I don't see, Peter.
In the past week, I've been the Gabai in the 10. When I was on duty, I felt a spectrum of feelings, disrespect, hatred, not valuing the friends. Where in this axis does Pharaoh start and end?
The Pharaoh starts when you feel your ego is disconnecting from you, peeling off of you, when it becomes foreign to you, when you feel that you're not him, but that it's truly a foreign control over you. That is guided from above, although by the Creator, but you disagree with it. Then this force is called Pharaoh. That's already a degree. It's something. Suddenly in Eilat we have four people. Please.
Lo shomim. No, no, עכשיו ישמעו.
שומעים?
כן.
Hear me?
איך בדיוק לראות שהחבר מסתדר בגבול עצמותו? למה אני לא רואה את זה עכשיו ומה זה בכלל?
Why can't I see the friend exerting and annulling himself right now? How can I see him making the effort to annul himself. And what is it, what does it mean to make an effort to annul oneself?
No, it's possible that I don't see the friend succeeding in annulling himself because I'm in my ego, and I don't see him, as we say. This is the meaning of each judge is according to his own flaws. I look at him and I see him the way I want to see him. Honestly, Gershon is crying, so in my eyes he's crying. And it's not that I see the truth, rather I see him like this. Who knows what the truth is? No one. Rather, a person always pictures the friends and the world the way he wants to see them. So we need to try to see the friends at a higher degree. But it's worthwhile for us to be with them. It's worthwhile to advance with them.
Yerushalayim. יש שם היום חמישה אנשים.
כן, שלום. הלו, שומעים?
שומעים,
שומעים. Can you hear us?
אוקיי, אז שלום חברי גדולי הדור.
Hello friends, the greatest of the generation. The question is about paragraph number 4. Should everyone, should you care for every friend individually or in general to engage in love of friends?
You need both. But at least for the time being, in general. Whatever is comfortable for you for now, we should do. But do that. Engage with that. Asia.
I have a question on the excerpt we read. The last question. Should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend so he would know what he can satisfy them, or is enough to practice love of friends in general? What's the answer?
התשובה היא כך, אני צריך באופן כללי לדעת שכל...
The answer is as follows. I need to know that in general the whole society is aimed towards a purpose of creation, and if I can't see it, I try to see it correctly. I need to push them. It's up to me to bring them to the end of correction, and it all depends. I have to say that it all depends on me. I'm not waiting for them. I don't expect them to do any kind of work. Even I see that they're trying, but in a sense, it's enough for me to be in the group in order to bring the group and everyone, all of humanity, to the end of correction. In principle. Why? Because the whole group and later the whole world is simply a copy of me. So it all depends on my vessels. And I need to see in all of reality that only I am corrupted and everything depends on me, on my correction. This is one view of several, but also from this, we have to use this point of view as well. And what he's saying here, individually or collectively, how to relate, we should do both. I said it already. We have Chelyabinsk today.
Чем отличается вред, который совершает товарищ в группе, от нежелания совершить какие-то действия?
How can we distinguish the harm one causes the group because he has no desire to do actions for the friends?
Again?
Meaning, what is the harm a person does if a person doesn't want to perform actions for the friends in the group?
It's possible he still doesn't understand the importance of it. We know about ourselves that we need a great deal of time to start hearing. And it's not dead time. Rather, there are such corrections that need to happen on very minuscule degrees inside of us, such that until we begin to hear a little, it takes a few years. Then another few years before we agree to something. And another few years before we try to understand how to act, and so on and so forth. It all takes time. We don't understand this system. We don't know. We can't see it. How much, each and every moment, there are many actions of correction. But until they accumulate and go from quantity to quality, and we feel, oh, I understand a bit more, I feel a bit more, I see a bit more, this takes time. So try to hold each and every one. As Rabash writes, as long as he's not harmful. So try to be like that. And sometimes it's for the benefit of the person when he's expelled from the group and they tell him, we can't continue with you like this. It's for his benefit and for theirs. Kiev?
Ну вот когда ты там над всеми там проблемами, скажем, или какими-то отдалениями, ты все-таки.
When you're above all the problems and all the distance, from time to time, you reach a feeling of love towards the friends. This is a great state. It gives you strength. It fills you. It releases you from all your worries. And it turns out that you're in it for yourself. When does a leap towards love of friend, lower the love of the Creator happen?
To the extent you want to be inside the friend or inside the friends, the group, then accordingly the reforming light works on you and it disconnects you from yourself. And in this way you begin to feel what is outside of your ego. According to the level of connection with the friends. It's a means, we have to understand. It's a means. The vessel shattered on purpose, so you would feel as part of the vessel as foreign to you, outside of you. And you would look down at it, at them, and you would want to exploit them only for your own benefit. Until you change this attitude forcefully, you'll begin to change this attitude to work for their benefit, seemingly for their benefit, or at least for the connection with them, and ask the Creator. Everything else, the light does.
No, Vlad. Zel, Tov, Astorido Siman Sheila.
Take down the question mark.
Ma yesh lanu ot, eh yesh lanu United Kingdom.
We have United Kingdom.
Shoalim o lo?
Are you asking or not?
No. Hakke. Kan yesh nam ot shelot?
Do we have any other questions here?
Ken. אני רואה שאין כל כך שאלות לפי.
I see there aren't so many questions according to this article.
Now we just read about love of friends, and there is a matter of buying the friend. How can you have these two things together?
Buy yourself a friend. What does it mean? By investing in him. By investing in him, you more and more and more you show him how much you want his benefit, and by that the reforming light works on you and on him, and you get closer. And this is the meaning of acquiring his strength.
Because if it's love, I'll do it for free. I'll do the same thing for free.
I don't understand.
Meaning, if we're talking about love, I'll do the same thing, but I'll do it for free. But acquiring a friend, for that I have to give up something for it.
We can do otherwise. Love is not made of concessions. Love is when you've acquired the force of bestowal, and then for you to bestow to him is pleasure. But beforehand, it was done by coercion. And before that, it was even impossible to do. And there are stages of intermingling, merging.
When one passes greatness to a friend, should be cautious not to be proudful? And how? When a person is showing himself, he's great, he's setting examples to the society, should be you be cautious about self-pride?
That can also be, yeah? There are such special prayers where before a person goes to perform a good, nice action, a commandment, he prays to do it with a pure heart, an honest heart, yeah? To not fall into different such obstacles, pitfalls, yeah? Of course. Otherwise, you're going to start seeing yourself as righteous. Okay, I've done, look at those things. I've done so nice and well. You begin to feel how important you are. You begin to... You will suddenly discover how many special actions you perform, like important people. You walk slowly, like, is it fitting an important person? You don't know. The Creator is playing such a game with you. You will discover it. But and then how are they speaking to me? Where's the respect I deserve?
So how can you really guard myself? Because I have to show others that I'm great, but inside I'm the smallest.
This is the work of scrutinies. You will see. It's nice. Principal questions.
So what, ultimately, what is love of friends?
Love of friends is the correct attitude to the parts of my soul that I need to connect in order to make room for the Creator. By that, I build his home, house, that his temple.
And what is this relation? How do I build it? It all focuses around this concept of love of friends.
No, everything revolves around the goal, which is to give contentment to the Creator, to give this gift to him, to build a place for him. And that's why I engage in love of friends. Otherwise, why do I do it?
To reach adhesion, devikut, what he wrote in the previous article.
Yeah.
So, love of friends is building the room to reveal the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And everything he says is points of how to build the kli, the vessel.
Yes.
Is there a real method that I build, that I come and build?
Bring closer to you, glue to you each and every friend, and the other way around, glue yourself to each and every friend until the group will become into this one concept, singular concept.
Okay.
Are we done with this article? Not one question only, we have 4 minutes. Five. What are you doing during the day with this article? How do you actualize it, realize it? It's a question for a workshop.
Well, Gershon will summarize our words. We divide this article to different paragraphs, and from every paragraph you find the one important or two important sentences.
I always love Sundays because you can fantasize all the way and build a preparation deficiency for the gathering of friends, so it becomes real and heartfelt. So during the day, I recommend engaging in love of friends in practice and make sure all the friends come burning to the gathering of friends.
Actually, today we don't have Shivat Chavarim. But we can meet via Zoom 3 times. And before every meeting, we can summarize and give ourselves a task where each one invents all kinds of tricks, how to buy the heart of the friend, how to give him an impression. And in this Zoom meeting, we're going to summarize it. And every meeting, it's best if it ends in a common prayer, a common request of ours.
There's no gathering of friends, so we have an opportunity to have a gathering of friends in the 10, and will allow us to give up those 10 minutes. What 10 can say what it intends to do according to the article during the day? You need to tell one another from 10 to 10. So there will be a greater ability to intermingle.
We talked about taking one paragraph every time, find a principle, and another paragraph, another principle. So on. So during the day, we'll go through over the article again together.
More?
My 10 suggested that a friend in the 10 will record himself and send it as a message. Will read the article, record himself, and at 11 o'clock when we meet on Zoom, we'll be after we listen to it and talk about it when we meet.
Okay. That's it for now. Yes, Ali.
We decided that besides the fact that we're going to go over the article all day long and call each other to remind, every friend performs at least one action outwardly to awaken the heart of the friends.
Towards all the friends throughout the day?
In the 10.
Oh, nice. That would be great concern. Each one has to do. Meaning each one will receive from all the friends 9 appeals. Nice. This is power. Powerful. Let's go.
Moving on to the next part of a lesson.
Yeah, study 10 Sfirot.